This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show here, and it has been a rambunctious day so far. Did you hear the, oh my gosh, we're in so much trouble. Did you hear the HHS secretary today? This is a little long. We'll get back to the emails in a second. Here he was.
But now, if you live in the D.C. area, you get a work differential. So you get a little bit more. Your cost of living is more. So if someone who is in this building with an empty parking lot, not knowing where they are currently working, are they still getting a cost of living adjustment as if they are working in Washington, D.C.?
Okay, so what we can get back to you on. Is someone working? As I said, we have been coming in day in, day out,
but let's assume that because I've heard from people within the agency that in reality people are only required to come in one day out of a month. So my question is, if you are working from home consistently and originally you were based in D.C., are you still getting a cost of living adjustment even though we frankly don't know what where you might be flying in one day a month but living in West Virginia?
There is certainly a cost of living adjustment for folks who work in high-cost areas.
Even if they are teleworking?
If they are performing their work, they are entitled to receive a cost of living adjustment if they work in a high-cost living area.
And when you define work in a high-cost living area, do you mean telework? So are they getting paid as if they are living physically and showing up every day and parking in that parking lot every day in the D.C. area?
So you would have to take a look at the particular job description to find out what type of work is done and where they are located to be able to make that determination.
We are, look, it is what it is. Let's get back to the emails. Dear symmetrical part-timer. Anyway, the other day you said something that almost made me pull over my car. What is the most expensive thing in history? Fear. I am currently in an intensive outpatient recovery program for alcohol. I've been doing it for months, and it's helping. Your show and your listeners are a lifeline when life is sometimes overwhelming. I shared that segment of your show with my group this morning. Many of us cried. We spent the next 15 minutes talking about how that is so true and how we can never spend anything on fear again. I think a few downloaded that podcast. I thank you. My kids know the Frito Bandito by heart. We pray for your family and even Chris every day. Israeli food rocks. Bring hot sauce. Please don't say my name, and I will not. All you people struggling with addiction out there, remember this. You're winning when you're struggling. You only lose when you stop. So keep going, all right? Keep going. If it takes you 20 years, you get through it. Keep going. Dear Mighty Oracle, past year I applied your advice to my job by showing up early, staying late, and staying out of gossip. I grinded so much I earned a promotion, which brought so much joy into my professional and personal life. But now I'm in a situation where a person who is senior to me and maybe my next boss has become so narcissistic and condescending that I'm on the brink of going full-blown Stone Cold Steve Austin on him. What's your best advice to deal with someone like this? Do I not overreact and ruin a great reputation I've worked for in the eyes of anyone? Look, this is going to sound like a stupid Tony Robbins answer, but it really is the truth. Why would you grind like that and then allow somebody who's a piece of trash to ruin your hard work? What do you gain out of that? Why would you give a turd like that kind of power over you? Be careful. This is why I talk all the time. One of the reasons I talk about pruning my tree all the time. My tree in my personal life, my tree in my professional life, whatever the case may be. I don't believe in adding more people. I believe in cutting more people off. Dead leaves, dead wood has to go. Why? I only have so many hours in my life. I only have so many hours in a day. 24, if memory serves me. How much of the limited time I have this day and on this planet, how much of my limited time should I devote to somebody who makes my time worse in any way? The answer to that question is none. So That same concept applies when you work with a turd. And man, I've worked with some turds before. If I've worked hard and gotten a promotion, I'm not going to lose my temper and blow all my hard work for some jerk. Then he wins. Dear Texas dweller, I have an amazing opportunity to go to Texas for the summer and work with Mustangs. I don't know why you'd go work with cars, but anyway, I'm not worried about the work. I'm just kidding. Stop, by the way. Stop. I'm not worried about the work. I have a little experience in the field. The problem is I'm from Minnesota. Today it was negative 20, and I'm worried that with my blood the consistency of a slushy, I will not be able to handle a Texas summer. Any advice will be greatly appreciated. You can say my name. His name is Seth. Well, Seth, pull up a chair. How much are these Mustangs worth to you? Because Texas is a place I love. It is a place I moved to on purpose. Remember, I was out of work. I moved myself and my entire family to Texas with no job just because I loved it so much here. I'd done some construction work here. I love the people. I love the food. I love it. All right. I love it. Genuinely love it. The weather, though. The weather is so bad. It's not even defensible. The weather is so bad. And what's horrible is you get these Texas people like Chris, who's never crossed the border, I don't think. You get these Texas people. Oh, never mind. I think he went to Oklahoma for 5 minutes and came right back home. But you get people like Chris who've never crossed the border. I feel a little bit bad for him. Chris doesn't know there's an entire world out there where they have things like spring, where for more than one day, Chris, I don't know if you know this, but for an entire season, it kind of just gets warmer and the flowers bloom and it's really pretty. It's amazing. No. Stay with me, Chris. I'm trying to explain just this other world that you don't know anything about. There's fall. You know how it's been summer for the longest time and we all want to die after about a month of summer. Then the air starts to get a little cooler and crisper. And the leaves begin to change, and then they'll start to fall off everywhere. And soon you're raking up the leaves in the yard, and the kids are going to jump in the leaves, and then you jump into the leaves because it's always fun jumping into leaves. That's called fall. And then, wait, stay with me, Chris. Stay with me. I'm just trying to keep everyone a heads up. After fall, there's winter. Winter can actually be a lot of fun, especially if one of you Southerners would actually purchase a winter coat instead of wearing a jacket and then complaining about how cold it is. But when you wear a winter coat and maybe even put on gloves and a hat, you'll actually find yourself enjoying yourself out in the cold. Now, not 20 below. There ain't no enjoying 20 below, but winter can be enjoyable. But here in Texas, what you have is about 11 and a half months of skin melting heat. It's miserable. It's not only hot, it's humid at all times. And I've lived all over Texas, Dallas, San Antonio. I spent a bunch of time in Austin. Now I'm in the Houston area. It's not like it's different somewhere, and they all act like it's different. If I bring this up here in Houston, someone in Dallas would be like, it's not like that up here. Actually, it is. I live there. Yes, it is exactly like that. Oh, but not down here in San Antonio. I actually got a second degree burn on my hand from my steering wheel once in San Antonio. So it's not on me, Chris. No, I shouldn't need to bring ice water in to pour on my car before I can start it. Anyway, so you person in Minneapolis, I'm not telling you not to come. I don't want you to take that what I just said is not to come. But you're going to die. All right. I'm not telling you not to come, but if you do come, you're going to die. That's the easiest way I can put it. Now let's discuss our culture. For the longest time, as we watched the communists take over various parts of our culture, and I'm sure I did this too. I'm not pointing any fingers. We would try to comfort ourselves by finding some part of the culture they hadn't taken yet and saying, but they'll never get to that. Oh, they'll never get to this. When I was talking about for years, I've been talking about what they're doing to the military, and I'd get Marines emailing me in, and they'll say, Jesse, they won't do it in the Marines. they won't get the Marines. And I would respond always, yes, they will. And what do you know it? Last Pride Month, the Marines are putting out pictures on social media of a Marine Kevlar, a helmet with rainbow bullets in it. They're not going to come for this. They're not going to come for sports. They're not going to come for this. Oh, they are. They come for all of it. I have the latest and greatest example of that. Then we'll get back to emails in a moment. They came for corporate America. We said forever that they wouldn't. Remember that? I'm sure I said that in my life. At least that's not going to happen in the business world. Why? Because communism doesn't work. And in the business world, they're only in the business of dollars and cents. They're never going to fall for that. Yep. And then you turn on the TV, and what do you know? Verizon's trying to sell me a gay phone. They do. They come for everything. By the way, are you still paying Verizon every month? Can you imagine stroking a check to Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile every month for your cell service when all they do is dump on you and what you care about? When you could have a Pure Talk phone, same great 5G network as one of the big guys, half the money, and your money can go to somebody who shares your values? Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say, Jesse Kelly, that'll save you 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you a couple things. One, you can email the show your love and hate and death threats and ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Email those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, if you miss any part of the show, and not that I think in a million years you would miss even 5 seconds of the Oracle speaking, but if you do happen to miss any of it, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Maybe this is your first time figuring out that you can just download the show and listen to the podcast if you feel like it. And if that's the case for you, I know how excited you are right now. I'm the same way. I'm the same way. By the way, it reminds me, Joe Biden spoke today. You want to talk about true love? Sometimes, no, hear me out here. When Joe Biden and Jill Biden get together, you can just see the sparks. And I'll tell you what, he tells these stories and man, they touch your heart.
We were talking inside. Jill has, and I think I told Nancy this before, Jill has put messages on my mirror while I'm shaving, so I make sure I see them. And one that was put in about a year ago was, stop trying to make me love you.
What? What is that? Chris, stop laughing. What is it? Did I mean, what? That doesn't, okay, you know what? Let's move on. Anyway, back to the cultural stuff. One of the things that, well, I remember this vividly, as the demons were taking over every part of our culture, one of the parts of it that people would say they won't get is, well, at least we still have country music. Maren Morris might be the biggest country music star out there today. This was Maren Morris.
And yes, I introduced my son to some drag queens today, so Tennessee, f***ing arrest me.
Boy, that crowd sure seems like they're not into it, don't they? We have come a long way from the old Travis Tritt, Johnny Cash country music days I grew up in. George Strait, Alan Jackson. Apparently things are a-changing out there. Now, we're moving on. The emails. Dear Oracle, where do you keep your emergency go bag? I'm torn between my home and my car. I drive a lot, but it would also feel weird not to have it in your house. What is your advice for such things? P.S. I'm excited for your book, but only if you have an audiobook version available and only if you are the narrator. Do you think I listen to your show for the information and humor? No, it's so I can hear the sultry sound of your voice every day, so you better not ruin this by having some random guy narrate your book. Okay, congratulations, everybody. Congratulations. You're so annoying. Yes, there's going to be an audiobook. I'm sorry. You've badgered me into it. The publisher, Simon & Schuster, they reached out to me wanting me to do it because you have apparently reached out to them about 10,000 times asking them to do it. Today, I formally agreed to do it. Not only that, yes, there's going to be an audiobook version. of the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com. But yes, I'm going to begin to do it. From what I understand, again, I'm going through all the, I've never done any of this before. The world famous author stuff is just a joke. Okay, I've never written a book. I'm very proud of this one, but I don't know that I'll ever write another one. I hate writing. I just thought, I felt like it was necessary to write. I thought it was a book that we needed to hear, that people needed to hear. Who are these people? Where do they come from? How do we fight them? So that's why I wrote it. But it's my understanding that it takes like 20 to 25 hours to record an audiobook. And I'm told that the process itself is major annoying because it sounds really easy, doesn't it? Is read the book. How hard is that? Read the book. I've already read it several times. I wrote the stupid thing. Well, no, apparently you have a producer there. This won't be Chris, so I won't be able to just tell him to stuff it. You have a audiobook producer there, and throughout the process, he makes you re-say sentences in ways that aren't good. I guess it gets really, really annoying. And so I think it's going to start at towards the end of this month. I'll have to start doing it. And I am a little bit worried that I have enough of a voice to do this. Because remember, I have 3 hours of radio and an hour of TV a day. And it's not that this is hard work, don't get me wrong. But your voice is not made to speak that long. You're not made to talk that much. I'm not a woman. I can't talk all day long. I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll try. By the time I get on the radio at night, it'll probably be, hey guys, that's me, Jesse Kelly. I'll sound like I've stopped taking my chalk. Chalk will reach out and drop me as a sponsor. Hey, Jesse, we can't. Clearly, you're not taking the product anymore. We can tell from the sound of your voice. Shut up, Chris. Focus. Jesse, why didn't NATO accept Ukraine? Okay, well, let's talk about this. Why didn't NATO accept Ukraine? Well, would you accept, you as an American, would you be okay? Okay, so Russia and China just formed this, I don't want to call it an alliance, but that's pretty much what it was. Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, they're forming this alliance. Would you be okay if Mexico joined that alliance? Oh, you wouldn't be? You don't think that a coalition designed to bring you down should be right at your border? Ukraine never joined NATO because Russia would have a major issue with it. And as much as I dislike Vladimir Putin, you can understand the hesitation there. No, kindly, I remember NATO's whole job is to oppose Russia. That's why it exists. So that's why they never did it. All right, we're not done. Not done. We'll get back to more. We'll get back to you and your shooting and why it sucks. You know why your shooting sucks? You know, I've gone through periods of time post-Marine Corps why my shooting sucks. You know what always seemed to be taking place at that time? I wasn't practicing. You forget how perishable the skills are. And this really hit me the first time. I had taken 2 or 3 years off. I have every excuse in the world. I was busy. I got married. I was doing all these other things. But I had taken 2 or 3 years off of the range. But I was just, you know, I'm a Marine. I can shoot. I'll be fine. And I remember the first time I showed up to shoot again, how embarrassed I was at what I did at the range. You need to practice, whether it's your first time or whether you've been shooting for 30 years. You need to practice. I love Mantis X because practice is easy. Practice is in my home. It's in my living room. It's at my dining room table. It's here in the studio. Mantis X goes right in your weapon. You dry fire practice anywhere, and you'll get really good. MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get back to the emails here, I do have to give some kudos to this guy. I don't know who this is. Anthony Kern. Apparently, he's a state senator in Arizona. Pretty good line of questioning.
Can men get pregnant?
Mr. Chairman, yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, to that point,
and I'm not done. Define what a woman is. In
Mr.
your opinion.
Relevance, point of order.
Thank you very much.
It is relevant and point of order not recognized. I would like you to answer that because you are speaking on behalf of a bill that involves pregnant women, and I would like to get your take on that.
Mr. Chairman, I'm speaking in opposition to a bill related to the domestic violence against people who are pregnant.
Against a woman who is pregnant. That's in the bill. Not people, woman. Women. So I would like you to explain, what, in your definition, what a woman is.
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
There are people who identify women. As different genders who are capable of getting pregnant. That is my position on this. I am not going to feed more into the bigotry of that question.
Boy, hey Shogun, I know you to be modest when people compare you to Rush. I get it. There will never be another Rush. I was listening to Bo Snerdly's radio show recently, and he said of Rush, there are heroes everywhere. Many of us found one on the radio. He was there on the radio. He inspired people. He delighted people with the wicked sense of humor. But most of all, he pursued the truth, unafraid to talk about sensitive things, the things people did not want to talk about. And that, Jesse, is why your audience makes the comparison. Much respect, sir. Just wanted to let you know, Shogun, that's why you get compared to El Rushbo, Pursuit of Truth. Listen, thank you. Be safe. And his name is Jensen. I appreciate it. Jesse, how did you become an anti-communist? Most people grew up affiliated with an established political party. I remember when I first discovered your show, I was confused by an anti-communist label. Then I saw you call a celebrity a communist. It started to make sense. How'd you develop your political views? Well, I have been traditionally very, very, very limited government to the point where, well, I still am extremely limited government. If I have my way, I just start eliminating three-letter agencies like you wouldn't imagine. No, I don't want reform or reduction or defunding. I mean, fire everybody and empty the building and then demo the building to the ground. But my training, I guess if you want to call it that, when I started to get into politics post-Marines, it was all from books. I would read books and I'd read things like Milton Friedman and things like that. My thinking was always small government. Government should be tiny because man can't manage this. So he needs to get the heck out of the way. And plus I had a natural distrust for man. Anyway, you can tell this now because I don't worship politicians. That's why I don't get on anyone's team. And if I had taken, anytime I ever took one of those stupid little online quizzes to figure out what I was, it would always come up libertarian, although I probably called myself conservative most of the time, but it was very, very libertarian, and I still have a ton of those leanings, small government. Why anti-communist? Well, I realized something, and this really took place in the last few years. I realized that these little divisions we have, that's not fair, that's actually probably minimizing it. The divisions we have on the right, I don't want to call them little, they're big divisions. A lot of times they're big divisions. Where are you a conservative, a traditional conservative, a social conservative? Are you a libertarian? I'm not going to act like the differences in those things and what people believe. I'm not going to act like they're nothing. But they are nothing until the communist is defeated first. And I actually lay this out in detail in the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which you can buy at jessekellybook.com. And no, seriously, until the communist is defeated, nothing else matters. I've used this example before, but it is true. If Chris and I get in a fist fight here in the studio, but then a gang of 20 armed dudes with guns and knives start kicking down the front door to try to murder both of us. That's what they want. They're going to murder both of us. Well, that fist fight doesn't really matter, even if it was over something important. It's going to have to wait. We're going to have to put that on pause until we address the dudes at the door who are trying to kill us. We've got to address that first. Unless we stop these evil monsters first, then these other things that we argue over, and they're healthy arguments, healthy debates. What should foreign policy be? Tax rates be? Fair tax, flat tax, high tax, low tax? Should there be a corporate tax? Should we do that? These are healthy debates to have. But none of them matter at all until the communists are stopped and pushed back from the walls. We are a city under siege right now. We are surrounded by communists. They are battering down the walls. And we're inside having an election on who should be the next mayor. What difference does that make until they are pushed back from the walls? Because we're all going to die. That's how I came about that way of thinking. Nothing else matters but anti-communism. Not to say other things don't matter, but that has to be priority one. Because without that, unless they're stopped, there is no priority two. That's all there is to it. That these people must be stopped at any cost. Look, this nutball I just played for you, we can laugh at her. We can say, oh, she's just some Democrat lobbyist in Arizona. Or we can say all these things. This way of thinking, this mental illness has taken over the entire United States government, including the military. This has taken over corporate America. This has taken over the entertainment industry, the education system. Future doctors think like this. Medical graduating classes think like this. Mock this loser all you want. This is now mainstream thinking. If this doesn't get defeated, what else matters?
Can men get pregnant?
Mr. Chairman, yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, to that point.
And I'm not done. Define what a woman is. In
Mr.
your opinion.
Relevance, point of order.
Thank you very much.
It is relevant, and point of order not recognized. I would like you.
Lady sounds like a crazy person, right? Oh, man, what a nutball. What a loser. Oh, don't worry. The future doctor you have that you chose because he went to Columbia? Well, here's Columbia's medical school.
We enter the profession of medicine with appreciation for the opportunity to build on the scientific and humanistic achievements of the past. We also recognize the acts and systems of oppression affected in the name of medicine. We take this oath of service to begin building a future grounded in truth, restoration, and equity to fulfill medicine's capacity to liberate. I vow to use this knowledge to uplift my patients and disrupt the injustices that harm them as I forge the future of medicine. I promise to self-reflect diligently, to confront unconscious prejudices, and to develop...
We got it. Unless that stopped, do our conservative versus libertarian arguments really matter that much? I would argue they do not. All right? Speaking of doctors, do you try to make sure you get the proper nutrition? At least you make an effort, right? Even I make an effort. You do that for yourself. You do that for your kids. I have no doubt about that. You should. That's good. But why do we not do that for our dogs? I'll tell you why. Because we've all been under the impression forever that the dog food had nutrition in it. We sought out dog food that was good or this was well reviewed and we thought, nice, this will be good for my dog. But the dog food is dead. It's dead food. There's nothing in it. They kill everything in it intentionally so it lasts longer on the shelf. Your dog, if all he gets is dog food, never gets the vitamins and minerals he needs. Isn't that crazy to think about? He never gets the probiotics he needs. Digestive enzymes. Why do you think they get bad hips at 10 and die on us too early? I give my dog Rough Greens because I don't want him to die. I know he's going to die eventually, but I give Fred Rough Greens because I know that supplement I pour on his food twice a day. We used to just give it to breakfast. Now it's breakfast and dinner because we've seen such a difference. I know it's going to keep Fred around longer. So 10 years from now, when I get home from doing this radio show, if they haven't fired me yet, that big fluffy idiot's still going to be running over and throwing himself into me until I lean over and snuggle with him a little bit, and then I'm allowed to finally go say hi to everyone else. I'd like those days to continue. You want those days to continue with your dog? Get your dog some Rough Greens. Free Jumpstart trial bag. All you pay for is the shipping, all right? Free Jumpstart trial bag. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. That's roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right? Hang on.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show here on a Wednesday. Don't worry. I don't want to brag to you. You know that's the last thing I would ever do, but I'm coming into work tomorrow. Chris? I'm planning on knocking out not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 work days this week. I know. Look, I'm going to need a rest. Am I going to need next week off? Maybe. I don't know. I can't say. But for this week, I plan on knocking out 5 straight days. Yeah. Chris, I don't want you. Listen, I know you already look up to me as a mentor and a legend, really. But I'm coming into work tomorrow. I'm planning on knocking out not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 work days this week. I know. Look, I'm going to need a rest. Am I going to need next week off? Maybe. I don't know. I can't say. But for this week, I plan on knocking out 5 straight days. Yeah. Chris, I don't want you. Listen, I know you already look up to me as a mentor and a legend, really. But I want you to know I'm also your hero. Because I'm here almost every day, most of the time. And I think that's great. Hey, speaking of heroes, did we done our Tunnel to Towers sign up for this month? Have we? Have we taken care of widows and orphans this month? I hope so. I know we forget about them. I know it's easy to forget about them. Because unless they're in our lives every day, unless you're married to one or your brother's one or your dad's one or something like that, it's easy to forget that there are veterans out there that are catastrophically injured and need a smart home. It's easy to forget about the widows, first responder widows. It's easy to forget about these people. It's human nature. Tunnel to Towers remembers so we don't have to. Not asking you to wake up every day and go find a widow and give her money. Give $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers and let them care for her. T2T.org. All right? T2T.org, $11 a month. Jesse, have you ever had pickles on a pizza? We got pizza last night with pastrami, pickles, and mustard drizzle. Tastes like a good sandwich. We liked it, but we wondered if you would too. All right. I've got it. One, I would never eat that rancid filth in my life. Two, I'm going to get to headlines I didn't get to in a minute because I have 10,000 of them tonight. Three, pickles. I'm not anti-pickle. I will eat a dill pickle straight out of the jar, like Pete Buttigieg. Just straight out of the jar. I'll pick out a bit. What, Chris? I'll eat a pickle straight out of the jar. I like pickles. I'll eat fried pickles. You get a beer, fried pickles, and some ranch to dip it in. That's good eating right there. It's a nice little appetizer. I don't like pickles on other things, on sandwiches, on pizza. What? Why are you shaking your head, Chris? Do you like pickles that much? What? Pickles dominate the flavor. I've told this story before about the wife and the first time she made spaghetti. The sauce would have been fine, but she put green onions in it. And I'm not anti-green onion. It was all you could taste. It tasted like green onion sauce. I don't want green onion sauce. Quit shaking your head, Chris. I want spaghetti sauce. Yes, Chris. See, you when you grow up on Red Lobster, well, actually, that was a very rare special occasion. But when you grow up on Cheese Whiz, Little Caesars on pizza night, you just look at food differently than normal people do. You're on a higher level, really, more of a professional level. Most of you, you're amateurs. I'm the professional. It's my job to mentor you food-wise. Jesse, or this one says, Chris, could you do me a favor and ask Jesse to stop talking trash about rental cars by comparing them to politicians? I've never had a rental car breakdown. I've never had a rental car not mind if I drop the hammer and treat it worse than my own car by racing it like NASCAR. I'll be frank, I think the part-time radio host and world-famous author of the Anti-Communist Manifesto that you can purchase at jessekellybook.com might be anti-rental car. I am anti-rental car. I actually have a real deep-seated hatred of rental cars, which explains why I hate politicians. Why, Chris? Oh, I can see why you wouldn't understand why, because here's why. When I rent a rental car, I'm 6'8", remember. I'm 6'8". When I rent a rental car, I need room. I don't physically fit in normal vehicles, most of them. If I do fit, it hurts. My body is not made to fit in a space that size. So I used to have to rent cars for work all the time. When I finally got out of the ditch doing construction, I went into like project management and things like that, and And so I was always traveling. We'd go bid on projects in various states, Arizona and Texas and California, New Mexico and all kinds of places. So I was always traveling. I did a lot of traveling, always renting rental cars. And I would tell them every time, I need an SUV, or I'd say something to the effect of, I need a full-size car. And the SUV would be one of these little miniature woman SUVs that I don't fit in at all. And the full-size car is never full-size. Some piece of junk. You know what, rental car companies? Up yours!
And now...
Here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Think tank executive provided explosive info to FBI about Hunter Biden's Chinese deals, lawyer said. Just a reminder that the FBI didn't need that information. The FBI had possession of Hunter Biden's laptop a year before the election. They had possession in 2019. They covered it up. They stonewalled the guy who gave it to them. And then they told social media companies. Remember, the FBI told social media companies to censor the information so Joe Biden could get elected. Tell me again why the Cheka still exists. TikTok CEO makes direct appeal to Americans as lawmakers threaten to ban platform. I want to remind you about TikTok, that little video thing that you enjoy watching the funny videos on. It's actually not only Chinese spyware. This is Chinese warfare against you. They purposely manipulate the videos that pop up in the screen of you and your child to alter your worldview. These things have kids severely twisted up. Remember, the Eastern versions of warfare, they're very multi-dimensional. It's not just fentanyl. It's not just warships. Little ways to tear society down and bring society down. TikTok, you really should get rid of it. Dodge unveils latest super-fast gasoline muscle car. No word yet on if it's already in the shop like the other Dodges. After giving them billions, the U.S. government wants to bail out Moderna. This country. Democrat filibustered nearly all bills in Nebraska over the trans plan. Nebraska, how is it humanly possible that a wonderful red state like you still has rules in place that would allow some communist hag to continue to assault your children? Red states need to get a whole lot more aggressive. We're already in a civil war. Billy Porter sounds off on anti-transgender legislation across the country. Just a reminder to you, you cannot compromise with these people. You cannot step out of the real world and step into the world of make-believe and think that you'll come to some compromise. There are two possible outcomes, victory or defeat. Oh, speaking of TikTok, here's a headline. China's greatest weapon. TikTok pushes suicide videos on 13-year-olds. I told you, they're manipulating what you see. Everything you see is being manipulated to give you some false and always bad version of reality and version of yourself. Get that crap off of your phone and never look back, all right? All right. Now, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, all right? You keep your chin up. We'll do it again tomorrow because I'm knocking out 4 work days in a row. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.